My name is Angie Livermore. I'm part of the Fast Track engineering team. Been at Microsoft for 15 years, been working in Office 365 since the beginning. So today I'm here to actually help you in how do I actually get started in working with the Fast Track and meeting my goals in order to not only onboard Office 365, but if you're also looking at EMS, we'll take you through the process of how to actually go about planning a successful rollout for Office 365. I am not going to bore you with PowerPoint slides. I'm actually going to give you a demonstration of the current Fast Track site. My boss, Scott Miller, did a session earlier this morning that talked about the benefits and what's included in the Fast Track benefit. So I'm actually going to show you how you're going to get started. So first thing we'll do, if you don't remember anything else, remember fasttrack.microsoft.com is your one-stop shop to be able to get started with figuring out how to best onboard and to utilize the services that are available from the Fast Track. One of the things you're first to see is not only do we include Office 365, and we've got all of the different phases that you potentially go through related to Office 365, starting with developing your plan, understanding your vision, getting your stakeholders defined, and working through that process. Onboarding would be next. So now once I have a plan, how do I go about going from on-premise to the cloud? And then once I'm there, how do I get users excited? How do I get users to start utilizing the technologies that are available? We also do include EMS. I'm not going to go through the EMS success planning today, but that is available here to you. So a little bit of feedback of how to, what is Fast Track? It is our customer success service. It's two sides. So you got the Fast Track site and the collateral that's here, as well as the Fast Track Center, who is a group of individuals, about 600 plus employees, that help you from a remote assistance perspective to walk you through the process and give you that technical expertise to help you onboard to the service. So let's actually dive in. So I've actually logged in as just a regular user. So the first thing that you'll see after you go through the sign-on screen is welcome to Fast Track. If I want to get started immediately, I can immediately go in and start a new plan and get started. So you give it a name. However you want to roll out Office 365, you can do it in phases, you can do it in particular use cases that you want. You can then bring in different groups to your success plan. This is your plan. The Fast Track Center will help you in defining this plan. We'll want you to identify the workloads that you're interested in. And this is the part about what is the timeline in which you want to be applicable for this plan. So once you select that, we'll go in and actually create the template for you to get started. As you can see, I have multiple plans here. Sarah Davis and Katie Jordan have been working on the plans. There's basically three sections. So the first is, what is the business case? So what are the scenarios? How do you want to go about starting to leverage Office 365? I've already filled out some of this beforehand, so if my internet connection continues to work, we will walk through this. Maybe. All right, there we go. So you'll see the tabs across the top, the business scenarios, the capabilities, the scenario details, benefits, timelines, etc. This is all that you need to help build your vision of how you want to move forward with Office 365. Depending on the scenarios, if I hit the drop down here, it'll give me some details related to that scenario. If I'm not quite sure, I can go back in and look at more of the scenario details. In our particular case, I selected three. What is the business problem? What is the solution that you're trying to solve for your user community? I've given you a little bit of a brief solution metric here. But what is it specific to your organization and what you're trying to solve? The next step is, based on the scenarios that I've selected, what products go along with that scenario? So if you're not quite sure, you can go along and learn along the way. Or if I'm more interested in looking at it from a product perspective, I can come down here and select the specific workloads that I'm interested in. So I add a couple and then we'll move on. Now, I am rushing through this a little bit because I only have 20 minutes. If you have questions related to this, I will be at the Expo Center for the rest of the week and be able to walk through and answer any questions you have. Then we'll go into a little bit more breadth. So now the high-level scenarios, what are the actual use cases that I want to apply and put as part of my plan? Now, this isn't a once and done thing. You can come back to this plan, refine it, right, make changes to it as you start working with your business owners to define the ultimate solution, but what is your actual vision? And that's what we're trying to get to in this particular case. So I've added a couple here. I want to conduct sales training for my store employees across the globe, secure and collaborate, etc. These use cases also come in from the productivity library. So if I'm not quite sure what type of use cases, as part of the Fast Track site, there's a whole breadth of library where I can filter on different scenarios and different use cases to be able to define what it is that I'm looking for. Okay. And then lastly, we'll give you, based on the criteria that you specified, what is the specific benefits that you could potentially achieve by incorporating or looking through to deploy that scenario. So in this particular case, you can save up to $248,000 in benefits to better in your communication. So you're cutting down on travel expenses, you're using more of the technology to be able to do the remote meetings and be able to work effectively together with your users. So those are all included here. I can add additional custom benefits if I so choose, right? And then I can specify specific criteria. So what does success look like for your organization? And I can put those details in here, okay? So as you can see, it's in a way helping, walking you through build the plan and how you want to measure success. Once I get the scenarios, what is the timelines associated with those scenarios? Do I want to do them sequentially? Do I want to do them together? You know, is there a smaller user population that I need to start with? Maybe I want to start with my corporate communications and my HR department first, and then worry about some of my business users. So I can separate those in work groups, in different plans, in order to be able to achieve your goals. In my case, I just put it real quick, and I put, hopefully I'll get all this done in a year, and then we'll move forward. Lastly, once I have the timelines associated with it, right, who are the teammates? Who are the people that are going to drive to success? Who are the business owners? So like Eric and Ferjan talked about earlier, who is your end user? Who is your customer that you're deploying this out to? Who are the technical owners for those particular services that you're looking to provide? I can document that here in the plan and then move forward. If there are partners or if there's Microsoft involved in helping you, you can add them to your plan. You can also invite them to help collaborate with you on this plan. Okay? Typically, if you work with a Microsoft account team, they will initiate and start this plan on your behalf and then invite you to the plan to then expand on it to go forward. Lastly, I can identify any risk that might be associated with this plan. Say I've got a specific timeline at the end of the year where I have a, you know, an infrastructure freeze. Right. Well, that could be a potential risk to my timeline, and I can document those risks here. If I do have a risk, what is the mitigating plan in order to solve that risk? So if I do have a change window freeze, what's the next level of opportunity to be able to get in and make a change? Or is there an emergency change process that I could leverage in order to mitigate that risk? Okay. So that's building your business case. Then we'll actually talk about specifics related to the success plan, what we mean by service readiness. So do you already consume services today, whether it be infrastructure as a service, PaaS, et cetera? Do you intend to use the Fast Track Center to help you with onboarding? These are the five major areas that the Fast Track Center can help you with today. What I mean by core onboarding is helping you establish the coexistence between your on-premise infrastructure and the cloud. And then we'll also help you with the data migration, not only from an email migration and calendars and contacts, but we'll also help you with file share migrations, right? And as announced yesterday, we'll also be helping in the future with SharePoint. Okay? Do I have any experience with other cloud platforms? I'm sure a lot of us are using, you know, Amazon or et cetera, right? So you can document that here. I can include it in the plan. Once I say yes here, it will ask you what other services you already consume, because some of that upfront work that I talked about might already be done if I'm already using another workload somewhere else. Okay? how many users are within your organization, and then for this plan, say I want to do a production pilot of sorts, right? I can specify that for this particular success plan, I only want to use this group of users. So I can reduce the number, if I so choose, to what it is that I'm looking to accomplish. And you can do all this getting started, right, with using a trial tenant without any interaction whatsoever. From an end user adoption perspective, right, I can now start identifying, you know, who are my stakeholders that are going to help you to drive end user communications, training, et cetera. If I specify the person here, I want, you know, want to document who that person is that I'm going to collaborate with, right? What type of collateral, what type of events do I want to drive excitement? Because as you know, users are very adverse to change, right? So if you can find some champions within your organization to help drive excitement for that change, you'll have a lot better success in driving user adoption than you would have if you just try to send it out and no communications at all. We've got a lot of available capabilities out on the Fast Track site. So if I just quickly jump over, if I go right here to the resources tab, a lot of materials available out to you in order to help you define what that user adoption plan is. So if you want to look at an executive sponsor template, so say you want your CIO or CTO to send an email blast, right? Here's a template that you can use to make the communications. Got a lot of materials out here, so you can invite your team. There's some emails. It's specific to your scenarios as well, but I can create an overall adoption plan, and we'll walk you through the scenarios all the way step through the process. Okay? And I talked earlier about that productivity library. So if I'm not quite sure what kind of use cases I'm looking at, right, we've got a full library here that will walk you through. Right now, there's over 70 new specific usage scenarios that I can pick from. And I can filter down whether I'm looking at from a sales organization or a retail space and really drill into specific things that we found through experience that may help drive adoption for your user community. Okay. So once I finish the plan, we also have some recommendations. Sorry, go back to this other page. So who is the, not only from a communication perspective, but then who's now going to help you drive the training aspects and what kind of training opportunities are out there? And you can use this to document that. Then we give you a timeline as to when you should start sending out these type of communications from us working with customers along the way. T-5, T-4, and all the way back through the process, who the particular owner should be and how you can orchestrate this change throughout your organization. When you launch, right, so if now I'm migrated to user, so the first thing I want to tell the user is I'm going to migrate you on this day. The day of migration, I'm going to communicate with you again. And then post-migration, I'm going to communicate with you again. So as part of your success plan, we'll give you that guidance and be able to define what those activities should be as you go through the process. Okay? And lastly, real quick, we'll jump over. So if you already have an Office 365 tenant, we've got a bunch of tools here from a self-service perspective where you can get started in looking at not only your current infrastructure and whether you believe your environment is ready to go. So some of the things that Eric and Ferjan talked about earlier is checking your identity. Right, here's where you'll find all the tools that you'll work with the Fast Track Center team on to be able to assess your environment to determine whether I am ready to move to the cloud. In addition, we have what we call these deployment wizards, and I'll actually step through one of these for you. Going into the Exchange one, deciding, I'm not sure whether I want to do hybrid or cutover, et cetera. Right, we have a set of advisors that based on a bunch of questions it will ask you will help you determine whether I can do a cutover, whether I need to do a phased migration, or whether I need to set up hybrid, right? The beauty of hybrid is allow you the ability to move the mailbox to the cloud and then be able to move it back, right, without any major transition. So I see a lot of my enterprise customers leverage hybrid. But if you're coming from any other source, we can help you through that process as well. What this wizard will do is ask you a series of questions. And then at the end, it'll spit out basically a step-by-step procedure as to how you can get started with establishing hybrid connections to your environment. Okay, maybe. It's not gonna work for me here. We're spinning. Okay. While we wait for this to load, do we have any questions? I know I went through that pretty fast, and I apologize for that. Okay, so here's the hybrid, getting started. As you can see here on the left-hand side, I've got a series of things and questions. The nice thing about the wizard is it not only walks you through the steps, but it also educates you along the way. So what are the deployment tasks associated with establishing hybrid for Exchange 2010? Right, and then as you go through and answer the questions, it will build this list and continue. I had a gentleman earlier asking me if I can do multi-forest exchange hybrid deployment setup. So in our case, we can select that. And you notice when I selected it, my steps over here on the left-hand side changed. Okay. If I want to go directly to the TechNet article that talks to me about that hybrid configuration, all of those links are included in this wizard to help not only educate you through the process, but then provide additional detail as to the specifics that you might be looking for as the IT pro. So because I selected multi-forest, it's now given me more additional information related to multi-forest. This is a new scenario that the Fast Track Center just added in the last few months to be able to help customers with this scenario. And as I continue to go through here, right, you can see there's a lot of great information. We talked about some of these earlier. What are the certificate requirements? What's the bandwidth requirements, right? So it's designed to help not only walk you through the process, but also educate you along the way. What are the minimum requirements for standing up hybrid? And then lastly, we'll get to the end. And then it talks through from a domain perspective, what do I need to worry about as far as what domains do I need external, what domains do I need internal, et cetera. Which admin experience, I have the new one. Then it actually takes you through step by step of how to add the domain. Improve. Okay. Then we've got steps here to help you get started with the directory synchronization, and then it will take you through those steps in the process. So depending on the workload or the scenario that you're looking for, right, there's a bunch of information available not only in the Fast Track site to help you get there, but also within the admin console where it will take you through and help educate you through the process. Okay. Any questions? So now I'm ready to get going. And one other thing before I open up for questions. So I go back here to my, it's a question I've been getting a lot at the Expo Center. I'm ready to get started. I've purchased my licenses. How do I get a Fast Track Center to contact me so I can get started? So if I go from the success plan right here, I have a little green box that hopefully will show up. And I click on get started. And if I click on it, I go right here and say request assistance for Office 365. If I want to request assistance to get help with EMS, I would select the one at the bottom. So we're going to request assistance for Office 365. It will ask you your contact information, the tenant that you're currently coming from. Do you have a partner or an MCS engage, yes or no? What particular workloads are you interested in? And then submit. And then, as we talked about earlier today, you should hear from someone in less than 48 hours that contact the Fast Track manager or Fast Track engineer should be contacting you. So I could hit submit. That would submit the request to the Fast Track Center, and then someone would be contacting you. Okay? I know that was really fast, and I have 1 minute left, but I'm here at the Expo Center to answer any additional questions and talk to you about your specific scenarios. So thank you very much and have a great afternoon.